here for Monday the 16th already. We're halfway through the first month of 2012 if you're observing things. It also happens to be a federal holiday, so you're getting mail today. Are the banks open today?
No banks, I don't think.
Banks are not open today either? All right. And schools are not open. So how do we learn about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. if the schools aren't open? This is, I feel like a broken record. Every year on this day, this is one of the three or four days where we have a holiday, and what it represents is another chance for Macy's to have a white sale, especially on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That seems rather strange, but yes, you can go buy all of the white sheets you want, folks. They're on sale, half off, 40% off, and pillowcases, too. Not to mention that you can get bedspreads. Let's see, what else can you get?
Towels.
Towels, yeah. You want to get towels today? Yep. An observation of Dr. Martin Luther King's Day. Get those towels.
And a new car.
A new car, yes.
It's a good day for that, yeah.
Yeah, it starts, actually, the car sales start today and they go through February. For some reason or another, President's Day is a good time. When I was a kid, there was a special day for both Lincoln and Washington. So there were two chances, Richie, to get a cheap new car on those 2 days. And then they combined the days and the automobile. Actually, I remember this.
I'm going to go buy a new Lincoln on Lincoln's birthday.
There you go.
There you go.
And what about a new Washington on Washington's
there
birthday?
You go. Use my Washingtons to buy a new Lincoln.
Yeah,
that's right. Although I like my Washington. I'm going to keep it.
A lot of them. All right. So anyway, today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. If you have the day off, I guess that's okay. And if you don't, that's okay, too, because you're leading to the furtherance of American progress. Yes, Rich?
The biggest assault I've seen on Martin Luther King is the other day when I looked up at the television and saw that they had made a little teeny graphic to put on the weather map, indicating what the weather will be like on Monday, Martin Luther King's birthday today then. Yeah. And, so now he's been subjected to, like, this little graphic that bounces around on your TV station's weather map.
Right. Well, if we may, for a moment, think about three things Martin Luther King Jr. said. There are many, many things that the man said. Had a life of purpose and distinction. He said, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." This fuels a lot of discussion, and I will repeat it because it's worth another moment. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." How much of that could we use in the landscape today, not only in our own country, but looking at what is going on around the world? It's a small planet, and we are not working, nor are we living together as brothers at all. Number two from the Martin Luther King repertoire, quote that I always thought was this was something worth teaching in school. I remember when I was teaching English back in the 70s, I used Martin Luther King. We didn't have a Martin Luther King Day, so we could actually talk about him. And I had the kids in the eighth grade write a short essay on some of the things that King said, including this: "Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." Man, didn't that apply?
That's a stinger, isn't it?
"Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." We have so much of that today. We really do. Although, I'm looking at the 18 to 30, 34, 35-year-olds, and I'm thinking things aren't as bad as I thought they were, frankly. But there are a lot of people who are our age, I say my age, Jennifer's age, Richie's age, my age, who seem to they glow in their state of ignorance. They think it's a wonderful, and I don't mean the kind of ignorance that suggests, I'm not talking about Ricky Gervais ignorance. I'm talking about, real ignorance people have of what is important in the world in general, not just in their own little world. And finally, on this birthday, Martin Luther King Jr., these words are worth thinking about. Quote, "I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can ever become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word." My God, that brings tears to my eyes.
What a nice guy.
I refuse to accept. This is the one. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word. There's a lot to be said there in those three, especially the last one, in those words of a man who really was disarming. Instead, people remember him for allegedly having an affair or two. You hear the people who don't like, you know, the anti. There are a lot of people in this country who are, you know, we have anti-Semites and we have bigots and racists. And those people who looked at his work and forgot about the good and just thought about some of the things that were distressing and distracting. His wife was a little over the top, I thought, after he had gone. I don't know that much about, you know, his son's a pastor, I believe. And once in a while you hear from him.
And the grandkids.
It's kind of like, you know, I said this and I mean this lovingly. What happens oftentimes with children of famous people, they live in the shadow of their parents and try to come out of the shadow. Sometimes they don't want to. Sometimes they're forced to. I had a conversation with Michael Reagan, Richie, over the weekend. He was at this event that Jennifer and her dad hosted. And I was, you know, he's had his time in the sun on the radio. And then he sort of has gone off on the speaking engagements and doing more private work for people in politics and beyond. But I thought to myself how he and his brother, Ron and Patty Davis and Maureen, to a lesser extent, she's passed on. I didn't realize I was talking to her about Maureen was his other adopted sister.
Yes.
I didn't realize that she'd been gone as long as she has been gone. I thought it was 3 or 4 years, but he reminded me it was, I think he said 2003 or 2004.
Wow.
Right.
Anyway, you know, he's always being asked. These phonies call him every day, and I can believe it. You can hear him calling him, asking for his endorsement. And, you know, you listen to some of the garbage that's spewed by some of the... Over the weekend, I heard 3 or 4 different excerpts from various Newt Gingrich speeches. And if he used Ronald Reagan's name one more time, I was going to puke. You know, they just are on and on and on, thinking that you're... I guess maybe going back to what Martin Luther King said about how foolish and ignorant we are. It isn't even conscientious stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people want to capture the magic. They don't want to make their
own.
How
do you capture the magic? It's gone. It was one person.
Right.
Martin Luther King Jr. was one person. Ronald Reagan was one person.
But instead of making their own, they'd like to go back to...
Right, because they aren't that clever.
Well, it's one way for them to easily attach themselves to something everybody wants.
But it doesn't work.
Everybody wants to be...
Like Reagan.
Or like Martin Luther King.
Or like Margaret Thatcher.
Right.
I saw that movie over the weekend. Called Iron Lady.
It was really good.
It was slow at the beginning. I saw 3 movies, actually. I saw Joyous Noise, Iron Lady, and Contraband.
Contradiction, that's what I call it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, you saw Contradiction.
I saw movies this afternoon. Yeah, I saw it. It's exactly what you'd expect from Mark Wahlberg in an action flick. Yeah, that's Kate Beckinsale is becoming sort of an action star of her own. She's in her own movie.
Yeah,
kind of she was smoking hot at the awards last night. Ooh,
was she?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, the Iron Lady, played, my God, by Meryl Streep. What an actress this woman is. She captures her down to the hair. And it's just you have to be focused on it at the beginning. And I must admit to being a little sleepy, so I fell asleep a little bit, I think, for a few minutes. And then I woke up and then got into the way the story was told. It was a good job. She's so great.
Yeah.
She won last night, I think, for the best actress in at the Golden Globes, did she not?
I didn't stay up that late. Let me go.
I was going to say that was the second to last award. I'll look it up, though.
I think, no. Actually,
I know Michelle Williams won
for the best actress.
But that was musical comedy, so I don't know who won.
Here it is. Best Film Actress Drama, Meryl Streep, Iron Lady. Yep. Yeah, she was extraordinary in that. But the other movies were good. It's good. I mean, the Dolly Parton Queen Latifah
thing. Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Is actually quite, yeah, it's a little pedantic again to begin with, and Queen Latifah played somebody like over the top, and Dolly Parton's had too much work done on it.
She has, I noticed her on it.
But she's adorable. I love
her. But she's still, yeah, she is. She's
starting to get that, you know, the Joker look with
her
mouth.
Yeah, not quite so bad, but she's too thin and she's too top heavy and she had a little work. And she plays on it a little bit in the film. And it addresses the work. And so, remember, she's 66. She doesn't look like it.
Oops, and sure
she
doesn't.
Lots of, it's a nice, wholesome family story. There is something for the family in Joyous Noise. There's something for adults in Iron Lady. And there's something for action people in Contraband. So a good movie weekend, as it were. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Something to think about. Either outwardly or inwardly, but worth your time, certainly, given what I said a few minutes ago about some of the fine words that came from that man. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a question. Well, you now get live one-on-one expert tax advice for free. Just pick up the phone or chat with us online to get the answers you need.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Pounds of cocaine was found in three unattended duffel bags at the Philadelphia airport. Apparently, what happened was whoever bought the cocaine there couldn't afford the airline baggage fees, so they just left it and walked away. And police in Indonesia arrested a man with $34 million in meth.
Woo.
You know, how oblivious was the pharmacist at that right age, huh? So, 2 tons of Sudafed? Okay. Well, it's quite a cold, Mr. Johnson.
I love it. It's 24 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Are you okay?
Okay. Spit it out.
I'm kind of into this. We were talking off the air about some of the words that were used last night in the Golden Globes. Apparently,
lots of words with the
name. Seth Rogen.
Anatomical.
Yeah.
He doesn't do a thing for me. I'll be kinder on the air than I was to him off the air. These people, Gervais is the same way.
Gervais, but I will tell you, and I told you and Rich off the air, I thought he did a very
fine,
good
job. Fine, that was last
job.
Night. Most of the time,
he walked the line.
He's an annoying
night.
Jerk.
But there was definitely an effort to minimize his
him.
Role.
So why even have him as the host under the circumstances?
You know, I tuned in, and I must have watched the show for 8-10 minutes before I even saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started the show, and then, he'd come back maybe once and twice an hour at the most,
yeah.
I think. A story, and I'm sorry, Doug, but the story here is that...
No, you're not sorry. You interrupted me, and you want to keep talking, so help yourself.
He's done hosting the awards. That's it. He said he's over
it. Oh, you did say that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. So that's the good news out of that. So, I think he's just insufferable. And we all have, some people think I'm insufferable, or Richie, some people think you are, or Jennifer. Nobody thinks Jennifer is.
No.
But, it is how you come across sometimes, and he's like the old expression, what is it, fingernails on the blackboard for me.
To some people,
and Rogan is, too. Frankly, so anyway,
Seth Rogen was out of control.
But they know they're going to be on television. I was driving back yesterday afternoon, and I happened to be at Wilshire and Santa Monica Boulevard, and the traffic is all stalled. I'm thinking, what the heck's going on here? They blocked off this street and that street. So I tried to go up through Beverly Hills to get back around it. Couldn't get up there either because the streets were all blocked off. Right, because that's where I've forgotten. At the Beverly Hills Hilton is where they had the award.
Yeah.
So then I went up Wilshire a little bit, and there are these, all you know, how they have the gates that hold people back and the fences and things. And there's all these young kids who had lined up. And this was about, I don't know, 4 o'clock, a little before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And all these people lined up to see who was going to arrive. And a few people were starting to arrive, and I looked around. And that stuff doesn't do much for me. But it is interesting to see how people are star gawkers, and those star buses were everywhere around it.
Trying to catch a glimpse. There's Seth Rogen's hair.
Yeah, it's just funny, funny. But the business about what Rogen said, you know, there were some people, I heard someone last night talking about, once again, the need for the Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court, but for the FCC to deal with this, because they thought that was over the donata. They ought to be fined for those words. And so then I thought to myself, what followed the Golden Globes? Well, it was The Good Wife. How many in and out of bed scenes are there in that show?
Right.
And, you know, there's all kinds of adultery going on, not only there, but in Revenge and The Walking Dead, which is a zombie drama on AMC. The stuff that goes on FX's American Horror Story.
It's not the situation so much for me. It's the words and the people that seem to want to use the words just to shock people.
Well, I told you, I thought funny. Using the M word.
Seth Rogen did.
Yeah, I mean, what's his face? Kushner used the M word, and I thought, I haven't watched that show since. I thought he'd be kind of cute in it. But anyway, that's the kind of thing that gets people stirred up. 28 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The impact of bad weather can really make or break a travel experience. So what if you could anticipate which airports are more likely to be affected? It should come as no surprise to anyone that Chicago's O'Hare is at the top of the Weather Channel's recent list of the worst weather airports in America. Whatever the weather, northern tier cities like Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, and Boston can have problems. In the winter, it's snow, clouds, and wind. And in the summertime, thunderstorms. Even if it's not storming, there are other types of inclement weather that can ruin your schedule. But just a few miles away, Oakland's airport tends to be much clearer, so it's a much better bet if you need to fly into or out of the Bay Area. Even warm weather destinations can have their weather problems. Atlanta, America's busiest airport, has to deal with thunderstorms, rain, and low cloud delays. But here's the good news. They've done some modifications to have multiple runways, and that means they can keep things running just a little more smoothly. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Maybe the funniest thing you've said. Well, it's only been on the air for half an hour, but we're working on it. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Sometimes our off-air conversations blend into our on-air conversations. Folks, we're not talking about you, but we are talking to you. Jennifer Horn is here to talk with you about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that are going on, the fun stuff, the serious stuff. We had a lot of superstitious talk on Friday and people responding to that. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Actually, Jennifer, we've had some interesting things, threads of good conversations going on Facebook. I think we got off of earlier in the week that cup of almost Java that was there, the picture on Facebook. But there have been other things that we have followed with the issues of the day. So where are we in terms of our stream of consciousness? Yes.
Friday was Friday the 13th. So we asked everybody if they were superstitious.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a kind of yes. It was actually more yeses than I thought. Mike said, if you're superstitious, you also have a system at gambling, which I think is very true. Either way, not good. Kim said, absolutely not. Thomas said, yes, I would sooner run over a black cat than have it cross my path. Plus, I just hate cats.
Yeah.
Jason said, hey, I have two black cats. And Tony said, not superstitious, not even a little bit.
Really? All right. So here's what I would like you to ask today, all right?
Okay.
At least
I'm
one
ready.
Of the things. We have three or four threads every day. I want you to find out from our listeners who are scattered all around the country and all around the world whether or not they think that the New England Patriots cheated in their victory on Saturday night, the game against Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos. Big game, big time stuff. The thread here, I've heard from several of my friends who are Patriots fans. I'm not a football fan at all, but certainly because I'm from New England, I get cast in that shadow. Oh, you liberal, no good heathens from Massachusetts and New England, those liberals, you know, the same brush that Romney's being painted with. He's a liberal Northeasterner, and they don't believe in God and all this stuff. It's the same sort of as what happened when the heathen gods of old Japan, remember that, Richie? The heathen gods of the Patriots.
Yes,
the Patriots.
Oh,
the heathen gods of the New England Patriots got the best of Tim Tebow. You think that's the case? 800-510-8255. Those godless bums from New England. They didn't give Tebow a chance. So how did they cheat, Richie, the Patriots cheated. And they would not have won had they not cheated.
It was witchcraft. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, the witch story.
Yeah, that's what he's referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rich sent us a story this weekend that just said Patriots cheated, and yes, the joke is that they used witchcraft, correct? Uh-huh.
Right. They used, yeah, there was
a, yeah, apparently there are some witches who cast a spell on Tim Tebow. Yeah,
yes,
in Salem, at a church in Salem, cast a spell on Tim Tebow so that their Patriots could win.
Somebody sent me an email on Sunday asking me where was Salem and what goes on in Salem. And that's the site, for those of you who don't remember your history well, the old Salem witch trials, where a lot of women who were not witches at all got burned at the stake by the... It's just another example. I don't want to go off on this, too.
Where is Salem in relation to you in Boston?
Salem is about 30 miles north, due north of Boston, maybe 25 miles, about the same distance from Boston as Framingham is. Framingham is due west, Salem is due north. And it is a seacoast community that is absolutely beautiful. It's a great town. It's one of those like Gloucester and Ipswich and Manchester by the Sea, those places that are steeped in history and tradition. And Salem's not necessarily steeped in the best of all traditions, having been, as I said, the purgatorialists, if you will, those who believed that witches' spells would keep you in a state of animation. You know, a purgatory is like limbo. The Catholics believe that your body, that when you, Jennifer, you know this better than I do.
Yeah.
But the state of limbo is similar. Well, purgatory is forever.
Like purgatory.
Limbo is just sort of part-time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a part-time limbo.
Right.
It's like a small dance as opposed
right.
to the big
The
pond.
Witches were they would, and anybody that they influenced would go to purgatory as well. So the only way to get rid of them and their damnable souls was to burn them at the stake. And so in this circumstance, there is some suggestion that Brady, who, this guy, I was listening to this yesterday, Richie.
Yeah.
This guy kept referring to Brady, who came from no place. He was a third-string quarterback
in college. Michigan, yeah.
And was it Michigan he went to Michigan?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the same conversation that I did?
No, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Yeah. I was at the gym, actually, and I was watching, Howie Long.
Yeah.
And that bunch on Fox. Who else is in there? Johnson is in that group.
Yep.
And
Terry Bradshaw.
Bradshaw, all right. Needs to get a haircut.
Michael Strahan.
Yeah. All right. So all those guys are going through all this stuff. Bottom line, Patriots won.
Yeah. Brady was on a mission. Brady was just a ruthless machine.
Right.
Did not care if he scored 1,000 points. He was just going to gun.
Going to run him over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the suggestion that they're a bunch of ruthless heathens who don't care anything about
it. No, they're just a high-scoring team, and the Broncos
have a skipper. Leave him a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth,
I'm bouncing back and forth. I love this song.
That's 51 on I. I remember this. The mighty good
man.
Alright.
I'm so glad I remembered this for this story, Doug.
I am so glad, Richie, that you did as well. Thank you very much.
Smart, Rich.
We're getting there.
I am.
Helping us move forward. 20 before the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, sticking to the facts. Sticking.
Ew.
To the mysteries of life. The movie I was talking about, seeing Joyous Noise and Iron Lady and Contraband, and I've seen about every new movie. When I get to California, this is my fun time. And actually paid for all three of them individually.
What'd you do that for?
Wow.
Well, because they didn't coincide well in the same theater. So I was back and forth. Anyway, the promo for the new Glenn Close movie. Those of you who may have seen it, she plays a man in the movie. And it looks like, I heard her being interviewed on NPR last week about the role that she plays and how it stretches her creative ability. But it's called, I think, Albert Knotts or something like that. She plays a man who is a butler, a servant, falls in love with a woman. And I don't know enough about the story other than what's there. But it reminded me of a story, Richie, that was right out of the history books, torn from the headlines in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
Well, the story of Charlie Parkhurst came up over the weekend. You know who Charlie Parkhurst was?
I do not, but with the click of a mouse and a keyboard, I can.
Let's see if you can find Charlie Parkhurst. Charlie Parkhurst was a noted... Well, let's see if you can... You want me to take a break, and we'll see if you can find who it is, and then let me tell you whether you're right or wrong.
He was an American stagecoach driver, an early California settler, born female. Parkhurst lived as a man for most of her life.
The man, baby.
And may have been the first biological female to vote in California.
Yep, that's her story. Let's see what you can do. If you go to Wikipedia, you can do this. A noted California stagecoach driver... discovered to have been a woman. This is a story that came out this weekend.
Charlene or Charlotte Parkhurst.
Yes, was her real
born
name.
Born Mary Parkhurst.
Yep. 1812 to 1879. The story is being written in a novel called The Whip, which would be made into a television movie. Be interesting to see who stars in that. But there was... my daughter's doctoral thesis was written on sort of the same level here. She wrote about all the women who could not publish as women, so they took on nom de plumes of men. George Eliot is a noted member of that group. And every time I tell this story, my daughter gets more pleased with me because I actually remember what she wrote about.
That's good.
In her thesis. But George Eliot was a prominent author at this time in the mid-Victorian era. And George Eliot's real name, I don't remember, but it's a woman. And
there were,
no, it wasn't. It wasn't even. No, it wasn't
I
even
know,
Eliot.
It wasn't close.
No,
I know.
But there were three or four others, Jennifer, who at the same time could not publish because they were women. And it just underscores that the stagecoach driver and this story that Glenn Close is starring in, Glenn Close, is the same thing. And you know, you think, oh, this is ancient history. This is like 150 years ago.
1879, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Right. It's not that long ago.
We forget as
women didn't get the right to vote till 1929.
I know. We haven't even been able to vote 100 years yet. Yeah. That's the thing. It's, right. We forget that. And girls take that for granted now, I think.
Wow.
And blacks couldn't vote either. That's another thing. Martin Luther King Day brings us around to understanding. That's why kids should be in school today to learn about this. Why was it the black couldn't vote? Because they were black. That was it. That was the only reason you can't. And the by the way, there's another
white
movie
landowners
talking. Yeah, talking about movies and promos and stuff. I think it's this next weekend. The movie about the Tuskegee Airmen come out. That'd be a great flick. The usual cast of black actors, Richie, are in it. Cuba Gooding Jr. and and Trevor. What's his name? I never remember. Trevor. Anyway, he's a good actor. But he, but all of them portray the, hello, Doug, say it again, Tuskegee Airmen. And it's one of the, and you listen to the lines, to the things that were said about these guys, and it gives you the willies to think this is World War II. Black men didn't have, they couldn't go to the bathroom with white men in the service till 1953.
Right.
Eisenhower changed that. Until 1953, black men had to go to a different latrine than white men in the service. Imagine that? Aye. So there's the blacks, and there's the women who were prejudiced against, and we're talking about like 50 years, 60 years for some of it, and 100, that's not a lot of time that we have come around to see this, and yet these sorts of things, which are still, I think there still is. You listen to some of the ignoramuses that talk about Barack Obama's skin color, like that's the reason he ought not to be president. It isn't the reason he ought not to be president at all. But that's how some people still think in this country in the year 2012, because of a person's... The fact that he got elected president was a great thing in that it did go around the color. I didn't vote for him, and I wouldn't have voted for him, and I won't vote for him now. But it isn't had nothing to do with the color of his skin. But those people who either voted for or against him because of the color of his skin, it's like people wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton because she was a woman, or people wouldn't vote for John Kennedy because he was Catholic, or they wouldn't vote for Joe Lieberman because he's a Jew. Are we growing up a little? At a time, Mormonism will test that because Mitt Romney will be the Republican nominee for, I feel confident that at this point, and I don't like it because not everybody's being able to vote and say what, you know, the process is.
Huntsman's already dropped out today.
So. Yeah, Huntsman's gone.
They're fallen.
And Perry will be out this week, or after Saturday probably. It just isn't fair. It isn't right. It isn't just. Everybody, it's back to, okay, who can vote? If you live in some state, I mean, this is just as wrong as the other prejudices. Why should you in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina or Florida have sway over me and Jennifer and Rich because we don't live in one of those states and we can't express ourselves as to who we want to see as the presidential? I'm not a Republican anymore, but you know, I certainly tend to vote that way, given it's a two-party system, and so does Jennifer and so does Rich. So we don't have a say. We can't vote. Well, if we do, what difference does it make?
Didn't matter for me anyway, so because none of them are on the Virginia ballot anyway.
No, that's right.
Just
too,
to Romney and...
that's another dumb thing.
Just yeah, I don't think any of the rest of them made it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. I thought Perry...
You have Romney and I think Perry? Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
No, Ron Paul
no,
didn't make
Rick
it.
Perry, maybe.
Maybe Rick Perry.
I think it's Perry. Yep.
Everybody else couldn't get the signatures.
12 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about people who are successful and those that are not. Okay, so what is the difference between a person that is successful and a person that is not successful? Because let's remember, each and every time that a new person is born and they're taken out of their mom's womb and the doctor slaps them on the behind, they don't say, hey, you're successful, you're not, you're going to be doing this, you're not going to be doing that. Here's what the main difference is. Those that are successful are the ones that apply themselves. And that's it. Those that are successful are the ones that apply themselves. They apply their knowledge, their skills, their talents, their backgrounds, their dreams, their inspirations, their motivations, and they apply it to each and every aspect of life that they live to the fullest each and every day. We all have the knowledge. We all have the capability to acquire the knowledge. What we do with that knowledge is what makes us different. So today and forever, our challenge is to apply ourselves and apply ourselves to be champions. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
All right, the quote of the day comes from Dr. Robert Schuller. In addition to the quotes that we had from Martin Luther King, maybe those are the quotes of the week. Procrastination is like a credit card. It's a lot of fun until you get the bill.
Very true.
Think about that there, boys and girls. 51 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day Monday program, Martin Luther King Day. We are into our, this is where we spend some time on technology. We're in and out of technology through the course of the program because there's a lot of different things that happen usually on a daily basis that affect your ability to communicate. So we have Shelley Palmer, who touches a lot of these different areas. Thought it was interesting that Rupert Murdoch, who has now opened a Twitter account,
Twitter account.
He's tweeted on his Twitter account.
Correct.
And his company screwed up MySpace in every way possible.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Way to throw it out there.
They did.
And you know what? The guy who, Sumner Redstone, fired the guy. Sumner Redstone runs CBS and all the related companies. The fellow who they were trying to buy MySpace and Rupert Murdoch outbid them. And the guy who didn't get MySpace for CBS got fired by Sumner Redstone, who's this 87-year-old codger who's the chairman of the board of trustees of Viacom, which owns CBS. And now the guy is now, he's got this on his resume. I was fired by Sumner Redstone for not buying a company. It's now worth one-tenth of what Rupert Murdoch paid for it.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny as well. Okay, so here's Shelley Palmer, Google and Facebook, in a battle with India over the responsibility that either one or both of them have, according to the government of India, for censoring the country's internet. Listen to that and some other news here from Shelley Palmer.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Obama administration came out in opposition to current anti-piracy legislation. The White House is the most recent critic of the Stop Online Piracy Act.
vowing not to support legislation that encourages unjustified litigation or restricts the freedoms of expression afforded by the Internet. In other news, online streaming video service Hulu is working on its first scripted television show to premiere next month. Hulu licenses all of its content from other providers, and this new political drama, Battleground, will be its first foray into original TV programming. Hulu's original shows will be available for free. And finally, Google and Facebook are in a battle with India over who is responsible for censoring the country's internet. India is attempting to hold the companies legally responsible for not blocking certain content, specifically material that criticizes religious and political figures. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Last week, Richie, Jennifer and I had the same experience with our computers, and it was fixed the same way by the same guy. I don't think I had this conversation
what
with
happened?
Jennifer. I meant, well, I had a virus, a really bad, what they call a Trojan horse,
right,
get into my system, and Jennifer apparently had the same thing. So she sent me a fellow before I knew that she'd had the same issue.
Because I didn't know I had the same issue.
No.
I got it after I sent to the guy.
But the fix was a free online available process provided by a company called Combo Fix. So this is a word to the wise. I was so impressed by this. This is a free download, and it helps all those people who are ignorant or innocent, like Jennifer and me, who get these violent viruses that are just aimed at destroying. And these people do it just for fun.
Yeah.
Attached to,
they're not stealing your stuff. They just
mine was attached to an American Airlines attachment on my website. I don't know. I mean, on my email. But the company, again, to underscore it, Richie, you might want to check this out. Combo Fix. I just
plugged it. I don't need to check it out. I have a Mac.
Stop. 59 after on Good Day.
Sure.